You're with SBS Radio.
Mahirap magsimulang muli. Mahirap bumangon mula sa sakit ng pagkasira ng isang pamilya. Pero kahit mahirap, posible to. At ayon kay Lorelai Luna, naging posible ito para sa kanya dahil sa healing arts na hilot.
So, ang hilot healing, tinatawag natin sa Pilipinas, marami dyan na nagsasabi na gift lang siya dun sa mga hilot healers. So it has been known that the gift of hilot healing is passed down from an elder to the generation after them. So thankful ako ano, dahil my grandmother, ang tawag ko sa kanya nanay, at yung kapatid ni nanay, ang tawag naman namin sa kanya ay si Papa Isko. Yung nanay nila na si Lola Dora, who is my great-grandmother, known siya sa Bicol noon at sa kanilang pinanggalingan sa Mountain Province na siya ang practicing hilot during their lifetime. So sila yung mga kumadrona sa mga probinsya na pinagdaanan nila. Galing sila sa Mountain Province, napunta sila sa Bicol. So yung lakbay nilang yun, nakakatuwang isipin kung paano nila natutulungan ang isa't isa, di ba? So, ang hilot healing is energy healing in itself. Una yan. Pangalawa, ginagamit nila yung modality ng massage. And then, hinahalo din nila yung energy healing sa pag-manipulate ng muscular skeletal anatomy ng mga Pilipino. Na ngayon, pwede rin ma-refer na osteopathy. Pero, you know, obviously, ibang klaseng studies yun. And when it comes to hilot, the healing that we promote is not just the physical. It's the spirit, it's the mind, and it's the body. Transformational talaga siya. Hindi lang natin i-address yung, let's just say, meron kang pilay sa shoulder. Hindi lang i-address kung bakit physically nagkapilay ka. Address natin. Ano ang source niyan? Bakit ka napilay? Na-stress ka ba? Nahulog ka ba? Bakit ka nahulog? Nadulas ka ba? Bakit ka nadulas? May imbalance ka ba? You know, a lot of things needs to be looked at. Not for the diagnosis, but for the awareness na yung source ng pagiging masakitin mo o bakit ka may pilay, parang ako, ano ba yung source ng migraine ko noong unang panahon? Kaya ako nagkaroon ng interest sa healing art.
So speaking of yung overall healing, kasi sabi mo nga, parang may pinagdaanan ka rin sa sarili mo, kaya ka napunta sa healing arts.
Parts yan, ano? First of all, I can recall a few episodes of what I know now as migraine. As early as 5 years of age. And those migraine episodes would come more frequently as I got older. So after recovering from migraine episodes, my immune system would be so weak, I would get hay fever, or I just would feel very lethargic, I have no focus. And although medications prescribed to me would numb the pain, and the effects made me unable to function properly in my daily routine. But in my life between 1991 to the year 2010, so that was a good 20 years, I was in a difficult relationship. Sabihin na natin na dahil may difficulty ka sa iyong relationship, ano, in denial ka. Karamihan ng mga babae or lalaki na namimit ko na ngayon sa aking clinic, pag meron din silang pinagdadaanan, whether or not relationship or work-related, it all boils down to hindi ka aware na meron ka palang dapat bigyang pansin apart from your ailments, apart from your physical ailment. And that is, yun nga, yung situation mo sa buhay na pag nahihirapan ka, nagpe-pretend ka na okay lang. So if to kung ilalagay na, if we put it into a measurable perspective, I'll talk about first yung kaning buhay ko noon. Gigising sa umaga, magpe-prepare ng bata para pumunta sa school, dadalhin siya sa school, pupunta ako sa work, pagbalik ko from work, 9-to-5 job, babalik sa school, pipick upin yung bata, i-attending lahat ng gusto niyang i-attend para sa homework for next day, you know, merong housework, magluluto ka ng dinner, and just before going to bed, magpe-prepare ako ng mga kailangan namin para sa business. Kasi noon, meron kaming tindahan na Filipino store. And then, may mga 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock bago ako makatulog. And then 6 o'clock, kising na ulit. And you start over again. Yun yung choice ko noon na ginawa. And then, apart from that, binigay mo na yung time and effort mo, tsaka yung talino mo ba para mag-flourish yung buhay ninyo. And then, ma-realize mo one day na hindi na tama yung pagiging feeling mo ba na talagang underdog ka, na hindi ka inaalagaan in the same way na inaalagaan mo yung pamilya mo. So, nung ma-realize ko yung time na kailangan ko nang gawin ng paraan ito, nasasaktan na ako. Hindi lang kundi sa pag-iisip, lalo na sa, you know, yung emotions mo. Yung time na yun, yung emotional pain, ang hirap i-turn around. So, paano ko na-turn around yun? Tinalikuran ko ang desire ko na magkaroon ng maraming properties. So, I gave up the dream of owning a property or properties one day. So, pinabayaan ko siya. Na I decided to start over again from scratch. Ayoko na, tama na. So, lumipat ako malapit sa dagat. Iniwan ko yung bahay sa suburban. Binenta yung bahay, binenta yung business. Na in the end, hindi na pinagkakitaan. As a matter of fact, insolvency ang nangyari. Luckily, I found a job that trusted my experience. In running a household. Nag-housekeeping ako. Nag-apply ako as a cleaner. I would feel really down. I would get a migraine. That was my body's signal to say, you need healing. So I sought a healot out. I checked the public transport to receive treatments from her. So after a while, I learned to apply the same techniques on myself, and I realized how freeing it is to know how to heal myself. Na realize ko, I really want to do massage therapy. By chance, nakamit ako malapit lang dun sa bahay namin, and nag-aral ako ng Reiki, and then swerte ko nakahanap din ako ng nagbigay ng, at the time, ang reference is hindi apprenticeship, kundi traineeship. Traineeship in massage therapy. So, nag-apply ako doon. Hanggang sa na-achieve ko na yung diploma in remedial and sports massage, I sought out these healers to mentor me. Learning all this, reading and enrolling in certified courses as well, really helped me put things together, what HILOT is about for me. Finding HILOT again, and actually tapping into the healing arts myself, I realized it can be done. You can transition your life. You can create a beautiful, happy, healthy life. You just have to pause and stop muna and realize that you're under a rock, and then you wake up to yourself and make a decision and a choice. Ay, ayoko na. Ayoko na nito.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.